Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Believe it or not, we are starting to figure out that the SEC is, yes, officially scared. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. We cover the Big 12, and we're glad that you are here, as always, as a part of the show. If you think this is just, oh, of course you want to trash on the SEC, of course you want to insist that the SEC is somehow scared of the Big 12, I'm not saying they're scared of the Big 12. I'm saying that the SEC is scared of any idea that may potentially knock them off the perch of not just being at the top of college football, which I will readily admit they are, but any chink in the armor that they perceive to be a threat has officially scared them. And that is the underlying theme of these SEC meetings this week happening in Florida. Make sure if you are here, you are subscribed to the show. Also, drop that 5-star rating and review on the podcast. We are sending merch items to our best reviewers of the week on Apple. Subscribe, drop a rating and review. Send me a screenshot to Pete Mundo, M-U-N-D-O, at heartlandcollegesports.com. And we will get you hooked up to the best reviews that we get in a given week. So thank you guys for doing that, and thank you for being here. So the first thing that tipped me off this week to this idea that the SEC is officially scared is that the SEC does not want to move to 9-conference games. And if they do move to 9-conference games, that is contingent on them getting their way in the college football playoff format in 2026 and beyond, where they want 4 automatic qualifying bids. Rather than saying, you know, let's go to 1 automatic qualifier for each conference plus the group of 6, and then we'll do at-larges from there, they don't want that. They want no part of it. And part of the reason is they don't want to expand to 9 conference games without getting the guarantee of 4 teams in to the college football playoff automatically, and probably 5 or 6, because under their proposed format, there'd be, what, 3 at-larges? And you probably then would enter into a scenario where of those at-larges, at least 1, probably 2, God forbid, dare I say 3, of those at-large bids are coming out of the SEC. So that's the name of the game that they're playing here. They are afraid that if they go to 9 conference games, which of course the Big Ten is doing, the Big 12 has been doing for a decade now, that they might get, oh, I don't know, exposed with another conference game. Dare I say, an 8-4 SEC record with these 4 non-cons, including 2 total softball games, may not look as good when it's 7-5 if there's another conference game in the mix. You see what's happening here, right? That's what's going on. They are afraid, but they want to try to make as much money as they possibly can. And I don't blame them for that. I really don't. If the SEC was like, you know what? We're just playing a power game here. Screw you guys. You want to challenge us? You want to play with the big boys? Give us your best shot. But yeah, we're here to try to figure out how to make as much money as we possibly can. At least then I would respect the honesty. Instead, this is all being masked as somehow being good for the sport when they can't even answer the question. on how any of this is good for the sport of college football, because they know it's not. We know it's not. They know it's not. But they don't care. And they're not willing to be honest about what's actually happening here to what I believe to be, and obviously many of you, if you're here watching this show, believe to be the greatest sport in America, and that is college football. So they want the money from a ninth conference game. Obviously, ESPN will pay him a fortune to the SEC for that ninth conference game. They then want the automatic qualifying bids in the college football playoff in a future format where they could get four AQs. That would bring in a lot more money, right? Because each team and each conference makes more money when your team gets to the playoff, and if you keep moving on in the playoff, you get more money from there on out. So all of this is ultimately driven about greed, money, and power. Most things in life are. Not saying it's right, but you can go from everything to, you know, issues at home, issues with your loved ones, family, all the way up to college football playoff drama. Don't even get me started on politics. Oftentimes, the main drivers are going to be power, money, greed, and usually sex is somewhere in there as well. I don't think that's what's going on here in college football. Could be wrong, could be way wilder behind the scenes than I realize, but I'm pretty sure that is not part of the equation here. You get the point, though. So a lot of this is coming out of the SEC meetings this week, and Texas A&M Athletic Director Trev Alberts, he said the quiet part out loud. He said the SEC moving to nine conference games is contingent on the college football playoff format. Why? Well, they're not going to go to nine games and potentially put themselves in a spot where suddenly they're not perceived to be as almighty and powerful as they are right now by the college football media and their handlers. So they're like, we're only going to nine if we get the four AQs. And I would tell them to pound sand. Now, the Big 12 and the ACC have proposed their own idea. In case you didn't see this, the ACC and the Big 12 have proposed the idea of five automatic qualifiers plus 11 at-large bids for a 16-team college football playoff. And the Big 10 and the SEC naturally are going to want no part of it. Why would they? They're, frankly, in basically complete control of the college football playoff in 2026 and beyond. The only thing that sort of has to happen based on how the contract is written is that they have to basically pretend like they're negotiating in good faith. And there is nothing more comical than the idea of the SEC negotiating in good faith. It doesn't happen. You know it doesn't happen. I know it doesn't happen. So let's just cut right to it here. It's not going to happen. It's not. And deep down, they know it. We all understand what's at play here and how this is going to work out, right? But they need to pretend like they're negotiating in good faith. That's part of the requirement for them moving forward to create the college football playoff format that they see fit in 2026 and beyond. So now you've got this scenario where the Big 12 and the ACC have one idea, the Big 10 and the SEC have another idea. The Big Ten and the SEC can more or less do what they want. And the other reason that they want to have this, you know, 4AQ setup, as Jared notes here on YouTube, and let us know where you're watching the show from. We appreciate our friends on YouTube, on the podcast, and also, of course, on the radio stations across the heartland as well. We appreciate you guys being here as always. Jared notes the at-large bids are a safety net for the SEC and the Big Ten. You're right, Jared. We talked a little bit about this the other day, and you can go back and listen to that on the podcast or on the YouTube channel, but you're right. Because they're going to do these basically play-in games, and if there's an upset in these play-in games, they want a safety net for their top dogs to still get in to the college football playoff. That's the name of the game here. So Jared's exactly right. This is about a safety net. That's why they want the four automatic qualifiers plus the three at-larges. And the three at-larges, obviously, they're going to angle for, and they're going to push especially heavily if they have upsets in those basically play-in games for the college football playoff top four automatic qualifiers in each conference. That's what's going on that front. So you're right about that. Now, the Big 12 idea and the ACC idea of having five AQs plus the 11 at-large bids. Now, I like it better, but I still don't love it because I want less committee involvement in everything in college football. These committees have proven to be completely broken. Whether it was college baseball over the weekend, the Big 12 getting screwed there, not having a regional site where eight SEC teams got regional host sites, or college football playoff going back to year one, 2014, TCU and Baylor arguably both getting railroaded. I would say TCU got railroaded worse. They beat Iowa State 55-3 on the final Saturday of the season, and they somehow dropped from, what, 3-6 in the college football playoff rankings when all was said and done. It was an abomination. That right there was a clear sign that it was not about picking the four best teams. It was simply about picking the teams that the committee, frankly, wanted to brand and wanted to get into the college football playoff. And you can find an excuse for just about anything. That's what makes this so easy when you have a committee. You can more or less justify anything. We've seen that on and off for the last bunch of years. So is it a better model? Yes. Is it a perfect model? Far from it, because that is actually more committee involvement. But of course, I would prefer it to just saying the SEC and the Big Ten, take over the playoff, take over the sport, here's whatever you want, four automatic qualifiers plus another one or two, sure, be our guest. Big 12's got to knock that crap off. And that is what is starting to happen here. The Big 12, if you missed it, called out SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey. Oh, this was a beauty, in case you didn't see it on Monday night.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
So this came from Clark Williams. He is a VP of communications for the Big 12. And Clark Williams posted on X, quote, in response to Greg Sankey and his quote from Sunday, or I guess it was Monday, when Greg Sankey said at SEC media, or when Greg Sankey said at the SEC meetings this week, I don't need lectures from others about the good of the game or coordinating press releases about the good of the game. He was apparently referencing the Big 12 and the ACC releases in the wake of the seeding vote last week, where they voted for the 2025 playoff to go to a straight seeding model. Well, as Clark Williams noted, VP of Communications for the Big 12, in a post that went viral on X, there was no press release from the Big 12, let alone a coordinated one with the ACC, regarding straight seeding. That press release that Greg Sankey alleges happened never actually happened. So why would Greg Sankey say that? Because Greg Sankey doesn't have an answer. He doesn't have an answer to lobby for the good of the sport. He doesn't care about the good of the sport. Was not interested in the good of the sport, and he's not interested today in the good of the sport. And if he was at least honest about that, you know, we'd be in a different situation here. This was, I thought, a great post I saw on X about this entire SEC flexing fiasco that is going on right now. Stephen Godfrey wrote this. He wrote, quote, Greg Sankey's professional existence defines, quote, born on third, thinking you hit a triple, and I'll never understand the fealty in media coverage. Thank you for that post, Stephen. This is a theme I have been hitting on for 10 years. It is so true. It is as accurate as anything has ever been on this front, and Stephen is so spot on. The SEC is going for the juggernaut here. They are the juggernaut. They think they're a juggernaut. They're going for the jugular. That's what the SEC is doing. And as long as we call it out for what it is, at least we're being honest in this conversation of where college football currently stands. But the SEC is going full board. They are not holding back. They are not giving up. And you're starting to see some of the media realize and wake up to what's going on here. And I'm glad to see it. First off, if college football adopts the 16-team format and has like play-in games on, let's say, what is now Army-Navy Day, you would have these games starting December 12th of 2026 and ending January 25th of 2027. That's what, 6-7 weeks for a college football playoff format? That's longer than the NFL playoffs. That's 45 days. That's enough for two NCAA tournaments. And I mean, that still leaves time for us to basically just argue about nonsense over a month and a half of a college football playoff. That is nuts. It's just too long. This sport has so long been defined by the greatness of the regular season, and the powers that be who are trying to ruin everything they can about the sport now also want to ruin basically late August through early December, which is always what made this sport the best sport in America. And if they have their way, they will absolutely destroy it, and they'll be the last ones to realize what they're doing because their own arrogance and greed are getting in the way. That's what's going on right now. And you're starting to see some people wake up to this. All right? Now, what's interesting is apparently I've seen even Lane Kiffin note this. Lane Kiffin and SEC coaches are saying they're actually okay with not having four automatic bids and just going to the best 16 teams. They have been okay with that. Lane Kiffin actually saying on Tuesday, the best system would be 16 and it would be the 16 best. Okay, but here's the thing, and this ties back to the conversation we were just having. Who defines the best 16 teams? A biased committee? Lane Kiffin's likely long list of ex-girlfriends at FAU? Do they define the best 16 teams? Who is it? Who's on this committee? Who's in charge of this, Lane? That's part of the problem, and that's how we got here to begin with. So those things need to be figured out and need to be addressed. And that's where you have SEC coaches saying, you know, we're good with the top 16 teams. We know the committee will take care of us, right? We know the media will do its job, and then the committee will take care of us. But the administrators are so greedy, they're the ones going all in on this automatic qualifier deal. But here's the thing. Either way, the way it's being set up right now is heads I win and tails you lose from the SEC perspective. And that's where so much of this has got to be figured out. And that's where Brett Yormark, along with the ACC, along with Notre Dame, this has been a theme for me on this show, and I'm not giving up this theme. Notre Dame has to be a linchpin here and has to stand firm with the Big 12 and the ACC and call this insanity out for what it is. It's not going to end well for the sport. I mean, we're looking at a situation here where college football is going to be 18 games long. It's completely out of control, and it's not what college football was when it was the best sport in America. And too many people are losing sight of that, and they're not seeing the forest through the trees. I know it's a cliche, but it's exactly what's happening right now for the powers that be in this sport. It's just beyond bizarre, and they're not realizing it, and I don't even know if they care to realize it. Greg Sankey, here's another quote from Greg Sankey. This came on Tuesday. Greg Sankey on if there should be a college football czar jokes, a czar didn't work well for Russia, and a drug czar didn't solve anything back in the 80s. That is a direct quote from Greg Sankey. At first, I thought it was parody, right? I'm like, this can't be real. But what Greg Sankey is really saying is, I am the college football czar, and I don't want any competition for my title. The czar rarely admits they're a czar. President Xi in China thinks he and perceives himself to be a duly elected president. Meantime, what does he get? 99.9% of the vote? Same thing with his buddy up in North Korea, where the lights never turn on. Kim Jong-un. What does he get? 99.8% of the vote, right? I mean, people can't feed themselves. They're eating the cats. They're eating the dogs. They can't turn the lights on. They got no health care. And somehow this guy magically gets 99% of the vote in his own country. Go figure. As he watches old Chicago Bulls reruns from the mid-90s. Like, the people that are the czars never admit they're the czars. But Greg Sankey perceives himself as the czar. And that's why he wants no part of saying, well, of course I don't want a czar or a commissioner. A czar is a very aggressive use of the word, right? I don't know who asked the question, but even the way the question got asked by somebody in college football media, it's a biased BS question. Czar perceives this as one person with almighty power. That's what the SEC is doing right now. You know that. That's what the SEC is doing today. So what we need is, yes, a commissioner. We need to form this and set this up like the NFL. The NCAA is completely worthless at this point. They do nothing for the sport. But for Sankey to push back on the czar commentary, no, there does need to be some type of a commissioner, some type of a governing board and governing body that will look out for the best interests of the sport. If the NFL didn't have some semblance, right, of a commissioner with an actual format, guess what would happen every year? You'd have the New York Giants, the New York Jets, you'd have the Chicago Bears, the LA Rams, and maybe even the Dallas Cowboys would be halfway decent and wouldn't suck for going on 30 years. If it was just this free-for-all, no restrictions, no guardrails, disaster that has become, sadly, college football. That's what the NFL would look like, and that would not be good for the sport, and the most important people in that sport understand that. These guys have gotten very, very rich understanding that concept. The people in charge in college football, at least in the SEC and the Big Ten, do not understand this concept. And that right now is a big part of what is holding the sport back and is absolutely destroying it. And it's so sad to see this happening in real time. So the deadline for finalizing the 2026 college football playoff format by contract is either November 30th or December 1. So, you know, this could be going on for a few months, but with the SEC meetings happening this week, this is why this is getting so much attention right now in the world of college football. And that's why I'm glad that you are here on the show, hopefully liking the video right now, subscribing to the channel, subscribing to the podcast, dropping that 5-star rating and review, and then sending me a screenshot of it to PeteMundo@HeartlandCollegeSports.com, where you will be in the running with multiple others for some free Heartland College Sports merch on our merch shop. Let's get to some of your commentary. Oh, you guys like the Lane Kiffin FAU reference. Happy to provide that. Pete, let's go back. This is Okie Light, 2011. Oklahoma State got screwed in favor of Alabama versus LSU. I agree. Cowboys went and won the national championship that year. There is no doubt in my mind. Sankey is creating propaganda to feed his own narrative. That also is a very good point. Where's everybody listening from? We got Tempe in the house. We got Lubbock in the house. We've got Stillwater in the house. Let us know, and we will shout that out tonight here on Heartland College Sports. Let's see. We got the rideshares guy jumping in saying the SEC should be scared. All right. I'm with you there. This is interesting, little off the beaten path, but I'll answer it. Pete, I heard you once say you were a track guy. What events and times are you flexing? Well, since you asked, love the 800. That was my favorite race. My PR in the 800 was 158.5. I also did the 1600, and my PR personal record, for those of you that don't know, on the 1600 was 438, basically a mile. That was my peak. That was senior year of high school. I had opportunities to further my running career at D2, D3, D1 AA level. Ended up going to Villanova. And to walk on at Villanova, which has a great track program, I had to be like a 151, 152, 800. And at that point, I wanted to enjoy college. So I gave it up after high school and said, I'm good. But 158.5 on the 800 half mile was my best events and the one I enjoyed the most. Wasn't a great sprinter. 400s weren't great, but I kind of had that in-between speed that, worked out pretty well. It was a great time of my life, as I know it was for many of us back in high school. We got Tucson, Arizona in the house, Lincoln, Kansas, KU, and Arizona State alums out in Tempe checking in. So we are glad that you guys are here as a part of the show. John writes, Big Ten is a co-conspirator for sure. Yeah, yes. Big Ten, I'm not trying to let the Big Ten off the hook here at all. They are. But for now, the Big Ten's taking a back seat for the simple fact that, well, you know, it's all about the SEC this week. So that's why I'm putting them in the back seat just for now. But we'll get on the Big Ten here before long. Don't you worry. We're going to jump back on them. It won't take long to go down that road. I promise you that. So good deal. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for being here. If you're not on the forums, hop on there. They're free. I'm on there all the time. We're interacting with you guys, having a good time, talking ball, talking about all this off-season craziness. So make sure you are there. Subscribe right now. And we are so glad that you are making Heartland College Sports part of your daily content feed. There's a lot of shows you could be watching and listening to. And genuinely, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for making this show part of your routine. Drop that rating and review. We appreciate you guys, and we'll talk to you soon. We're here for you, Big 12 fans. Have a great day.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.